For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Huck. Missouri has been among the states hit early and hard by the Delta variant of COVID-19, but there are some signs of improvement. The state's COVID-19 dashboard yesterday showed 2,146 people hospitalized with the virus. Now, that's still more than three times the number hospitalized at the start of June, but it is down from 2,463 hospitalizations on August 19th. Southwestern Missouri has seen a decline from 628 hospitalized patients on July 29th to 431. One area of the state is still seeing a surge, though. Southeast Missouri had 10 people hospitalized with the virus on July 1st. That number as of yesterday, 140. A Missouri judge has refused to reinstate federal unemployment benefits that were cut in June when Governor Mike Parson pulled out of several programs. Cole County Circuit Judge John Beadham said the court, quote, would not substitute its judgment for that of the governor. The ruling by Beadham yesterday came a day after lawyers representing Missouri residents who lost the jobless benefits asked for reinstatement with back pay. The enhanced benefits added money to the unemployment checks for out-of-work Americans to help ease the crunch caused by shutdowns for the COVID-19 pandemic. But some Republican governors, including Parson, ended the benefits to try to prod people to rejoin the workforce. Hundreds of Missouri nurses employed by Corazon Health Inc., the largest for-profit prison healthcare provider in the country, got a big boost Monday after a federal judge agreed to certify their lawsuit over uncompensated work as a class action. Dan Margulies has more.
The ruling creates a class of as many as 1,000 nurses or more who, if they prevail in the lawsuit, would be eligible for compensation for work the company currently doesn't pay them for. The damages could amount to millions of dollars. The nurses are employed at 21 Missouri jails and prisons spread throughout the state, including facilities in Kansas City and St. Louis. The nurses say they worked up to 4 hours or more of overtime each week because they weren't credited for the time they spent entering and exiting prison facilities. I'm Dan Margulies.
Missouri is sending about 300 National Guard soldiers to help Louisiana communities battered by Hurricane Ida. Governor Mike Parson yesterday announced he's mobilizing soldiers to help with hurricane relief for at least 2 weeks. Ida ravaged the region's power grid, leaving 1 million people and businesses in Louisiana without power. At least 4 deaths were blamed on the storm. The Missouri National Guard is offering humanitarian aid, equipment, debris removal, and other general assistance. Parson says he and his wife are praying for Louisiana. I'm Trevor Huck, KBIE News, Columbia.